From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's holding Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro personally responsible for the health and safety of two opposition leaders seized by police in the middle of the night. The United States' condemnation of the actions of the Maduro dictatorship comes as the Chilean foreign minister tweeted two judges appointed by the opposition National Assembly are being sheltered in the residence of the Chilean ambassador in Caracas out of apparent concern for their safety. Late Tuesday, a longtime opposition leader in Venezuela questioned Maduro's concern for the country. Enrique Capriles said, a situation where there's hunger, that young soldier, everyone in general, where are they going to take Venezuela? To explode? Do you want to take Venezuela towards an explosion? No, we Venezuelans do not want an explosion. There's time to stop the insanity, and that is not stopped by the radicals. Radicalization speeds everything up. The U.S. imposed sanctions against Maduro Monday for what it called his illegitimate election of an assembly to rewrite the Constitution. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in a rare appearance at a press briefing Tuesday, addressed North Korean leaders, saying, "We are not your enemy," as he called for dialogue amid rapidly rising tensions. Tillerson said the North Korean threat has materialized in the ways we expected it would, and he said the administration has responded with peaceful pressure, although options are limited. Tillerson said he doesn't blame the Chinese for the situation in North Korea. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said at the State Department during that appearance, he was asked about U.S. relations with Russia following Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin's order to cut back sharply on the number of American diplomats in Moscow. Tillerson said the situation is bad, but it could get worse. Diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has the story.
6 months into his time as the chief U.S. diplomat, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson briefed reporters on how he sees relations with countries around the world, including the one most in the spotlight at home, Russia. Tillerson said he has repeatedly warned Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that ties between their countries are bad but could get even worse, and they just did. The new sanctions against Russia the U.S. Congress ordered last week are, in Tillerson's view, not helpful.
Now, the action by the Congress to put these sanctions in place in the way they did, neither the president nor I are very happy about that. We were clear that we didn't think it was going to be helpful.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The Trump administration is considering whether to initiate an action that could lead to the United States imposing tariffs and other trade restrictions on Chinese imports. U.S. news outlets say President Donald Trump will direct U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to begin an investigation of China's trade practices under a section of the 1974 Trade Act. The section is aimed at protecting U.S. industries from unfair trade practices of foreign countries. Administration officials say a formal announcement could be made within the next several days. President Trump and members of his economic team have long accused China of engaging in trade practices that have harmed American businesses, from excess steel imports to theft of intellectual properties. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the implementation of the Iran nuclear deal has taken focus away from other Iranian destabilizing activities in the region, such as its ballistic missile program, support for terrorism, and the roles it plays in conflicts in Iran, Syria, and Yemen. His comments Tuesday during a State Department briefing come as top officials in both the United States and Iran accuse the other side of violating the deal, formerly known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which limited Iran's nuclear program to ensure it could not produce nuclear weapons while giving Iran sanctions relief. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has a new leader. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly confirmed Christopher Wray Tuesday as the new head of the FBI. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.